Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Als je aan vogelspotten denkt, dan denk je waarschijnlijk aan gepensioneerden. Maar een nieuwe generatie pakt de verrekijker op. Het zorgt ervoor dat een hobby die ooit bedoeld was om te ontsnappen aan de online wereld, nu juist een online comeback maakt.
I like getting outside anyway and like going on walks and stuff like that. So it's probably just an addition to that. I think it started out as a joke and then you can't joke birdwatching. Like you're either going out looking for birds or you're not.
U hoorde Mitch Kenny, drievoudig rugby league kampioen. De 27-jarige hooker van de Penrith Panthers begon vorig jaar met vogelspotten.
How did you get into birdwatching?
Mainly through my brother. He's always been like super keen on wildlife and he's always done this sort of stuff. Since I moved out here and he lives just up the mountains, started going out in these little expeditions and then tried to steal his hobby and make it a bit of my own and bought myself a pair of binoculars this year and started trying to get into this and yeah, still just learning.
In de Blue Mountains zag hij wat bekend staat als een spark bird. De vogel die iemand echt enthousiast maakt voor vogelspotten.
I always used to go to this one lookout in the lower mountains anyway. But there was signage there that said like look out for the peregrine falcon, the world's fastest bird, and like it's a raptor, so it was like pretty cool. And I like started going and taking my binoculars every time, and it probably took me like 6 or 7 times before I finally saw it, and that was like my first time feeling the rush of getting a good get.
Hij is een van de groeiende groep jonge mensen die zich bezighouden met vogelspotten. De vogelspotgroep Sydney Bird Club, gevestigd in Sydney's Inner West, werd opgericht in februari 2020 en ziet een van de grootste opkomsten ooit.
I view it as a form of resistance against technology and social media. With our modern world, with the internet and social media, we're losing something. And when you birdwatch, you're not only just watching birds, you're watching seasonal changes, you're observing migrations. And so I think it tunes you into something that you would be without if you didn't. So I think it strikes at the core of who we are as humans.
Aldus medeoprichter Stephanie Chambers, die vertelt dat de club is opgericht om de drempel voor vogelkijken te verlagen. De club heeft de afgelopen jaren een toestroom van jonge leden gezien. Milieuactivist en presentator van de podcast Death by Birding, Dr. Cesar Puchmarin, zegt dat de pandemie de katalysator was voor veel nieuwe vogelaars.
I think birds have been thrown into our orbit, you know, especially post-COVID, right? So like during COVID, a lot of people were stuck indoors. A lot of people were unable to explore, to go outside. And people started noticing the birds in their local environment, their own backyard, right? You have a generation of people who grew up playing video games or playing games like Pokemon. And this hobby of birdwatching fits perfectly, right? It's a never-ending hobby. You can't finish it. You can't complete it. It's not like a video game that you can complete and then that's it. There will always be more birds.
Stephanie Chambers zegt dat vogelspotten mensen laat aanhaken bij iets wat bijna een tegengif is voor het internet.
Just before COVID, it felt to us like we were on the cusp of a birdwatching boom. So there was a curiosity among people. And then I think during the pandemic, it turned into a hardcore passion for a lot of people.
Maar die zogenaamde daad van verzet tegen sociale media duikt nu juist online op. Sean Dooley, senior PR manager bij BirdLife Australia, zegt dat de nieuwe generatie vogelaars sociale media omarmt.
We were certainly worried in the digital age that people were just on their screens and not out in nature. But the sort of, I don't know what you call it, like the nature TikTok or the nature gram, bird Instagram, has really taken over because birds are so beautiful to look at and you can actually have an adventure seeing them, that it has attracted a whole tribe of digital natives to it.
Voor Mitch Kenny heeft die online gemeenschap inmiddels ook geleid tot ontmoetingen in het echte leven. Sinds hij online over vogels post, is hij al op meerdere bird dates geweest.
You meet someone, you talk a bit of shit, go for a walk and hopefully see a few birds. It's pretty fun. I think like I'm pretty keen to go out with someone who knows what they're looking for, and then some people are pretty like keen to meet like a footy player and stuff like that. So it's a mutual exchange there. So everyone wins.
Sean Dooley zegt dat kennisoverdracht hierbij belangrijk is.
When you move into the wild, there is a risk that you are disturbing the natural life cycle of birds. But I think when the community find each other, they do start to sort of kind of that type of advice is like, hey, dude, you shouldn't really be going up to that nest, you know, because that eagle will abandon the chicks if you come too close. That sort of information starts to get shared.
Hij zegt dat meer interesse in vogels ook bredere gevolgen heeft.
Hopefully that in a lot of people's bird watching journey, they come to the realization that to continue the passion that they love, because of the variety we have in Australia, we want to keep that variety, and that people are going to have to do something about it to save the things that bring them joy.
Mitch Kenny zegt dat hij dat zelf nu al merkt.
Once you get keen on birds, then you start to learn which birds are under pressure from what, and you know the role that you can play in that. And that's when I think you start to make changes in your own life and the way in that you interact with the world and the relationship that you have with the environment around you.
Dit was een verhaal van Rania Jellop voor SBS Nieuws, in het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.